possibly can.
Thanks, Luke McFarlane, and thanks to Darcy. David, we'll get back to you shortly. Let's go down now and have a listen to Chris Scott, the Geelong coach.
Our system was average as well, and that doesn't help. We weren't giving our forwards that much of a chance offensively, and they weren't helping us much defensively either. So there are a few things to fix at three-quarter time, but we didn't go in thinking, gee, we look tired or we look flat or not ready. I think that's an outcome of all the other structural and skill execution issues.
How important was Dangerfield for you guys, especially early when you were struggling to get into gear?
Yeah, he was great around the ball. His intensity at the contest to keep his feet and stay in the contest even when he hasn't got best position is really solid. And that's Selwood's strength as well, really. But the thing that probably separated his game tonight was the fact that he was able to go forward when we're struggling and hit the scoreboard as well, because it was obviously looking like it was going to be a low-scoring game. Maybe not for them in the first quarter, but certainly for us. Didn't look like we were going to blow them out of the water by kicking 20 goals. So his four were pretty crucial.
It looked so dangerous every time the ball went forward when he was there. You looking to use that more often just to try to get a few more goals out of him?
Yeah, it's an interesting debate, isn't it? I mean, we talk about it all the time. But if our midfield's getting beaten, it's a pretty bold move to take him out of it and put him forward. So it's always a calculated risk. I think he's a very, very tough matchup forward, but you've got to get the ball to him as well.
He copped a knock to the knee early in the shoulder later on. How did he pull up?
Yeah, he seems to be fine. I don't get a thorough rundown from our medical staff this soon after the game, unless there are serious issues. And Lockie Henderson's one, but again, with his concussion, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious, but I can't really shed too much more light on that other than to say it's serious and we hope he recovers really quickly.
He was walking around, there was some vision of him walking around in the rooms. Was that a good sign, at least?
Yeah, as far as I know, they said, look, he's obviously sore, he's concussed, and they always say this, they say it'll take time to work it out. Sometimes he can look horrible and recover really quickly, sometimes it's innocuous, you seem fine, and 3 days later he's still struggling, so we'll just have to be patient on that one.
You spoke about the performance of Motlop and Hawkins during the week. How did you rate how they came backed up after that? Those comments midweek?
Yeah, so I was asked a direct question about two guys that are very high performers who have been below their best. And I'm pretty sure I answered the question in the context of a big group of players, probably up to half our team right at the moment, who are playing below expectations. And all of those guys have had good patches this year. But what they are and what we are, unfortunately, at the moment is a team that can't bring that high level every single week, but we aspire to. So for those guys, they need to get back to what makes them good players. Now I will speak specifically about Hawkins and Motlop, and the game wasn't perfect for Hawkins, but we love some of the work he did around the ball. He was really strong over the ball in our forward 50 when the game was there to be won, and I thought Motlop took steps forward as well.
There's a lot of people looking at Geelong and probably wondering what's going to come next. I mean, you guys have Dawson at times this year and then a bit off the boil at some other points. How do you assess things at the moment?
Oh, we're in the race. We're really optimistic when we look through our team and some of our performances and look at the improvement that's still left there. We don't think we've got too many players who have peaked. And then, you know, you look at some of the games and think, wow, that footy's going to be hard to beat. And then look at others and we look like, you know, bottom eight teams, you know, bottom six teams at times. So that's a little bit frustrating, but it was always going to be part of the journey we were on. You know, if we had a charmed run and everything fell into place, then maybe that wouldn't have happened. But, you know, we've got 25% of our list new to the club at the moment. Then we've got a big group of players who have been on our list that haven't played any AFL footy before this year. So working on getting a cohesive group was a challenge. And at times this year, we've looked really, really good. But then other times that lack of cohesion has taken over. So where are we? I just think we're in the race. I think it's really tight. We've got a tough couple of weeks coming up, which will sort of help sort it out. But to be frank, our priority is not trying to finish as high as possible, although that would be a nice outcome. Our priority is working on our game so that when the really important stuff comes at the end of the year, we're close to our best. And if we do that, we give ourselves a chance.
Yeah, Adelaide and the Bulldogs in the next 2 weeks. Is that like a make or break period in terms of top four?
No, I don't think so. I haven't done the calculations, but you know, it'd obviously help your chances a lot if you can beat teams around you. But as I said, the priority for us, rather than finding a way to scrape through those games, I mean, we'd love to win the games, clearly. But our priority is working on playing our best footy. And obviously, if we get that over the next couple of weeks, we'll knock over both those things. But it's still, we've shown that we have no right to consider ourselves a top four team this year because we're too inconsistent. So if we can find that consistency and improve our game, even if we finish 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, we'll be hard to beat.
Chris Scott there, the Geelong Cats coach. Will they be a top four side come the end of the season? If they keep